Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve Stribling, with a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending October 30th, 2015. The U.S. apartment market has been so strong for so long in so many places that it naturally poses the question, when will the market weaken, as in lower occupancies with concurrent downward pressure on rents? So far, a parade of data indicates that the answer to that question is not yet. Apartment development is fairly strong, as reported recently by the Census Bureau, and as I talked about last week, but apparently not strong enough to meet demand. In turn, demand is being fueled by the fact that not as many people qualify for mortgages as once did, and that so far, millennials are forming households later in life than their parents did, and when they do, many are obliged to be renters, or want to be renters. The National Multifamily Housing Council released its latest quarterly survey of apartment market conditions this week. The survey was conducted in mid-October with 120 CEOs and other senior executives of apartment-related firms nationwide as respondents. The previous survey was in July, 3 months earlier. One question on the latest survey was, quote, how are apartment market conditions in the local markets that you watch, end quote. The question went on to define tight markets as those with low vacancies and high rent increases. Conditions obviously vary greatly from place to place, but on balance, apartment market conditions are either going to be tighter or looser than 3 months ago. A slim majority, 52%, answered that their market is about the same as it was 3 months ago. A quarter of the respondents, 26%, characterized the market as tighter than 3 months earlier, while fewer, 22%, said that their market is looser than 3 months ago. Another survey question was, quote, what about sales of apartment properties in the local markets that you watch, end quote. That question elicited a similar breakdown of responses. The majority, 56%, said that sales volume in October was about the same as it was 3 months before. But a sizable chunk of respondents think that sales volumes had increased over the last 3 months, 27%. Only 11% said that volume was down. The survey also asked about equity and debt financing for apartment deals. Regarding equity financing, a majority think that conditions are about the same as 3 months ago. But regarding debt financing, most either said that now is a better time to borrow than 3 months ago, 45%, or that now is about the same as it was 3 months ago, 41%. A paltry 2% said that now is a worse time to borrow. May be partly as a result of interest rates not rising in September after all. That's all for this week. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those excellent websites.